If you want to know everything important going on in the Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard, National Harbor is the place to be this week. Today is the opening day of the Sea Air Space Conference and Exhibition, and Federal News Radio will be covering it. Joining me with a preview, Kevin Traver, Vice President of Corporate Affairs of the Navy League. Kevin, good to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. Good morning.
As this gets underway, pretty much all of the brass of the Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and for that matter, the maritime groups are all there.
That's correct. We're expecting probably close to 15,000 total attendees, and we certainly get our fair share of senior leadership. The Chief of Naval Operations, Commandant of the Marine Corps, Commandant of the Coast Guard, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter will be here this week. So we do a good job pulling in the senior leaders.
It's interesting that senior leadership often finds that it can find out more from one another in a situation like this than it can through maybe official channels in the Pentagon.
Well, I think what we're providing is basically an open and fair environment to have conversations with industry and walk around and see not just we have all the big companies and we love them and we approve. We like them coming, but we also have the mom and pop shops that are back in the corners that are really trying to get a technology out into the market. And so that you'll often find the senior flag officers are not, they're walking around the corners trying to find that next big thing.
Tell us about the conference part of the program. Now, what's going on with some of the leadership presenting their plans for the years ahead?
Built this over the last 6 years into the largest professional development platform for the Marine Corps and Coast Guard annually. We'll have about 176 speakers taking part in about 36 different roundtables, panels, keynotes. We also have 23 international delegations joining us. We have five foreign heads of Navy going to be here. The first Sea Lord will be here this week. Admiral Phil Jones, the new first Sea Lord. This is his first international trip anywhere. He's coming to Sea Air Space. So that's a real nice kind of note to be able to say. So you're going to hear everything from discussions on the food they serve on ships to cyber and information warfare to warfighting to amphibious combat. To the new Coast Guard cutters, enlisted and junior officer issues. I mean, it's everything. It covers a very, very wide gambit of subjects.
And what about members of Congress and, say, some of the politician appointees? Do they also come and see what's going on?
We have the Secretary of Defense joining us for a keynote at the Tuesday lunch. We're excited about that. We also host on Tuesday morning, the Congressional Breakfast. We work with the House Shipbuilding Caucus, so you'll have folks like Randy Forbes and Congressman Whitman and Congressman Courtney from Connecticut will be over here discussing, you know, the latest markups and what's going on the Hill and how they're trying to support the Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard.
And what about China? It's hard to tell whether China is a rival, a cooperative partner, or, you know, a future enemy, but they are definitely building up their Navy. Do they come to the Sea Air Space?
You know, in past years, we have had representatives from China. I will say we do not this year, but don't read anything into that. I just don't think they decided to make the trip this year. I'm sure the idea of the Pacific pivot and what we're doing in the Pacific and all of those subjects will also be on this agenda. They're going to come up. They're an important element of what's going on in the world right now. And those are discussions that services want and need to have with our friends in industry to talk about, hey, how can you help us?
We're speaking with Kevin Traver, Vice President of the Navy League, and we're talking about the Sea Air Space Conference, which opens today at National Harbor. What are some of the themes? I mean, what are the big concerns of the Navy these days? I mean, the budget is always a concern, but what do you sense they are most worried about?
You can really tell what the major concerns are based on both the schedule and where they're putting the emphasis on the floor. We have about 23 military commands that are exhibitors here at Sea Air Space at no cost to the government, I want to say. but one of the big new pavilions is an information warfare pavilion, talking about everything in the entire information warfare realm from from people to acquisition to warfighting, and we have four commands represented in that pavilion alone. That is clearly an important point of emphasis for the Navy this year. For the Marines, I think it's about equipment and continuing to head back to the sea after, you know, a decade of land war, and their new amphibious doctorate that they're working on. For the Coast Guard, my sense is they're really still focused on their cutter programs and the new offshore patrol cutter that's coming up, and really highlighting the multiple missions that the Coast Guard does across the gambit of both, you know, naval services, but also law enforcement and protection. And so I think there's a focus for them on getting the American public to realize what their total mission is and where they're focusing their time.
And a moment ago, you mentioned the workforce, and of course, the armed services are getting slightly smaller or somewhat smaller because of congressional requirements and the budget and so forth. They nevertheless have the need to constantly recruit new people and retain them, and retention has been an issue for the armed services. Does the program talk about some of those issues also?
We actually have a specific roundtable, which is led by three senior enlisted individuals, along with three of the personnel flag officers from the three services and general officer, that is focused on recruit and train. That is actually the title of the panel. We also have, based on Admiral Richardson's LOEs that came out in January, a rapid education panel to talk about, you know, how do we train people, get them smarter, and keep them. So there's quite a focus on personnel this year.
And the show floor itself, as you mentioned, is pretty interesting. There are things that float and fly and shoot and some kinetic displays. I imagine that's kind of part of the fun part of it.
It is. I mean, it's right now kind of an erector set that they started building yesterday, which was on Thursday. It takes about 5 days to put this together. There are going to be about 285 exhibitors. The show is sold out. There's no more space down there, which is good news. You will have things. You have a B-22 on the floor. You're going to have helicopters down there. You're going to see a lot of UUVs, a lot of unmanned underwater vehicles this year. At least six that will be in the hall on display. I mean, not models. I mean the actual hardware. So a lot of robotics. A lot of focus on unmanned vehicles and robotics down there on the floor, and it's going to be dynamic down there. I think it's the most crowded show we've seen in the last 6 years. So we're really excited about it.
And just briefly, give us a little background on the Navy League itself. What is it consisting of, and how does it support the Navy?
Yeah, so the Navy League is the official nonprofit of the Department of the Navy. We're celebrated in legislation as the official nonprofit. We've been around for 113 years, so we're not new. We were founded by Teddy Roosevelt back in the Great White Fleet era to educate the American public and Congress on the need to support our naval sea service. And we continue that mission of education both here in Washington, but also across the country with our 220 councils, about 40,000 members across the country that are actively out there educating their fellow citizens about, hey, this is what your Navy does, and this is what your Marine Corps needs, and here's how the Coast Guard is supporting you. It's an important mission. It's something we work very hard on, and I think it's just a great organization that's been around a long time and continues to fulfill what the needs are of the sea services.
Kevin Traver is Vice President of the Navy League. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great day.
And we'll see you on the show floor. You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.